Yesterday, we started getting reports that Iranians and Iranian Americans were being detained at the border crossing in Blaine. There were reports that started being circulated by CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. And I will tell you, if you see any news source, broadcast, print, digital, if you see any news source that ever uses CARE as a legitimate source for its news, you are looking at the wrong place. I've had some dealings with CARE over the years, including a meeting here at the radio station, oh gosh, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, that remains and will forever be the most ridiculous meeting I have ever been a part of in my entire life. And all you have to do is look online to see the national CARE, C-A-I-R, and some of their shady, even despicable ties. But CARE started because, again, it's all about, oh, we gotta go after the administration. Maybe we can get some more Seattleites to celebrate 9-year-olds being shot to death, huh? Because it's all about hating the administration. So CARE started circulating these reports that Iranians were being detained at the border. There had been some pop concert up in Vancouver that there was an Iranian performer. And so a bunch of Iranian Americans went up for the concert, and they say that they were being detained for an inordinate amount of time. Cairo 7. Our news partners did a story about this yesterday.
Stopped at the border and reportedly questioned. Dozens of Iranian Americans report spending hours answering questions about their political views and allegiances while trying to cross into Washington State from Canada at the Peace Arch border crossing.
They were given an orange card and told that they have to get out of their cars.
The Council on American Islamic Relations for Washington, or CARE, said they started receiving reports.
Okay, hold on. They were given orange cards and told they had to get out of their cars. Do you know how many times I've had to get out of my car at the Blaine border crossing? I wouldn't even try to count it because it's been many, many times. So it's not that unusual that people are asked to get out of their cars at the Blaine border crossing. But let's go on from there.
Reports Saturday night.
Once we realized the magnitude of potentially 50 to 60 people, we feared the worst, that this could be potentially another thing that's going to happen all across the country.
Okay, so they say that they fear that because of the heightened tensions with Iran, that there is now being some heightened scrutiny of Iranian Americans or people, Iranian descent, who are not American, coming to the border. Well, yeah. Yes, there would be. It's called profiling. All law enforcement does it. Oh, I know it's not politically correct, but the FBI has forever engaged in profiling. When they're trying to solve something, they have so many different matrix that they use to try to give them clues about who they're looking for. But yes, we profile. That's what law enforcement does. It would be insane not to. When you have, as we have seen, tens of thousands of people in Iran marching through the streets, screaming, "Death to America! Death to America!" Is it really that unusual that people of Iranian descent would be given just a little heightened scrutiny at the border? It'd be ridiculous not to. When Iran just placed an $80 million bounty on the head of the president of the United States, and at the border, we're not supposed to do anything differently? It makes no sense whatsoever. And there are certainly, I've seen some immigration journalists, respectable ones, who have said that the description of the delay has been greatly exaggerated. Customs and Border Patrol, they say that they have not been giving any heightened scrutiny to Iranians. And Jay Inslee released a statement just in the last hour or so where he says he doesn't believe that. He's talked to some of the people. But look, Pramila Jayapal, Jay Inslee, they immediately jumped on this. And they tried to stir up a fervor because they are, just to a lesser degree than this Capitol Hill restaurant owner, they only have one thing that occupies their mind, and that is their hatred for our administration. But it's even worse than that. In the case of Pramila Jayapal, she has turned into a bit of a quisling. And I know that's a very harsh term to use about anybody. But Pramila Jayapal, talking about us taking out Soleimani, one of the great terrorists in the world, somebody who was directly responsible for killing hundreds of U.S. men and women service members, for maiming thousands with his IEDs. And Pramila Jayapal over the weekend on tweet sent out, "This assassination dangerously doubles down on reckless military brinkmanship. Why was there no consultation with Congress or our allies?" I'll tell you why. Because your party in the Congress has become part of the problem. I mean, we've got Democrats around the country who tip off illegals when there's going to be a raid. They've decided that their bizarre, twisted worldview is more important than being a partner with any federal law enforcement. I mean, if the president had tipped off Congress, are you telling me that one of those radicals in Congress wouldn't have tipped off Soleimani? I know, that's traitorous. But it's not that far removed from tipping off people within this country that a federal raid is coming. So this whole border thing, it's just another example of the insanity, the depths to which we have sunk because of this wild-eyed radicalism that exists right here around here. But the beat will just go on, and you and I will just keep pointing it out, won't we?